60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, today there are more ways than ever to get caffeine into your body.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
We're always complaining about how we're tired on the show. At least I know I am. And and I hear Brooke complaining about it, too.
Yeah, me too, all the time.
And Jose needs like 20 hours of sleep.
I sleep more than anyone on the show.
But there are ways to get caffeine into your body now, like energy pills, energy drinks, perky jerky.
What's that one?
Caffeine-infused beef jerky.
Oh.
Caffeine respirators. Huff that stuff.
Really?
Even caffeinated shampoo and conditioner.
Okay, guys, we're having a little bit of a sleep issue, I think.
But it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, Americans still prefer coffee. Still consider ourselves coffee people.
Love it.
It's delicious.
Great.
Well, according to a new study, American coffee drinking is skyrocketing, with 3 out of 4 adults saying that they now drink at least 1 cup of coffee every single day. 78% of those people say they usually drink their cup of coffee at work. 18% have it at a coffee shop or a restaurant, and 24% still make their own coffee at home.
Yeah. I would if my husband drank coffee. He doesn't drink coffee. Isn't
weird.
That so weird?
How are you married to him?
I know.
Yeah, should probably get divorced.
He does tea. How pretentious.
There are definitely people who do all three and are constantly pouring coffee into themselves everywhere they go all day long.
Yeah.
And I know for me, I prefer to drink my first cup of coffee while being electrocuted with a shock collar.
Oh.
How do you like to drink it? Text in 78592.
Nice.
So let's get into the shock collar question of the day so I can have my coffee.
Okay.
All right, Young Jeffrey is coming to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Are you freaking kidding me? I got my own name. What is going on?
All right.
Oh, man.
Here's the shock collar.
Well, the last two were wild cards, I think.
Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Every year, Mercer, one of the largest PR firms in the world, comes out with their annual Quality of Living Index, which ranks the cities with the best quality of life for their citizens. Some of the factors that they consider include the local culture and arts, education, health, public transportation, and the city's natural beauty. And this year's rankings just came out with 0 U.S. cities in the top 25.
That's not shocking.
Yeah, but number 5 was Vancouver, Canada. Number 4 was Munich, Germany. Number 3 is Auckland, New Zealand. Number 2, Zurich, Switzerland. But what European capital was ranked number 1 as the city with the best quality of life on Earth?
Oh, the best quality. Ooh.
That's interesting. So I feel like Finland is always one of those countries that's rated really high in happiness.
Switzerland, it's crazy that that's not number 1 because everyone always talks about how amazing it is there. So what else is...
Let's see. Copenhagen is in Denmark, right? Denmark is always rated really high.
That's true, and I think they have like the world's best restaurant there too. So that,
I feel like, isn't Copenhagen where everybody rides bikes?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what.
I mean, all over Amsterdam, they ride bikes crazy.
Okay, but another one that came to mind was Berlin, Germany.
Really?
In my travels, when I've talked to other people from Europe, they all rave about Berlin, how great Berlin is.
Yeah, Berlin is dope. Like, I've been there. It's pretty cool. I like it.
A whole new resurgence of, like, young people and lifestyle.
No, and they had to rebuild it, so it's very new. You know, it got destroyed in the war, so it's probably a lot more modern than other cities.
I think it's the wall that was the real problem in Berlin.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, they had that.
But the whole place, though, didn't get destroyed.
Okay.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Every year, Mercer, one of the largest PR firms in the world, comes out with their annual Quality of Living Index, which ranks the cities with the best quality of life for their citizens.
Oh.
Number 5 is Vancouver, Canada. 4 was Munich, Germany. 3 is Auckland, New Zealand. 2 is Zurich, Switzerland. But what European capital was ranked number 1?
Okay, so think about the places that, like, people consider paradise, right? And I would say with the art, the culture, and the food, and the weather, and everything combined, Barcelona, Spain. I mean,
I've been to Barcelona. You know what, though? I've been to Barcelona, and their public transportation isn't amazing.
I've never been, but I've heard.
Their art is amazing, though.
It sounds like it'd be amazing.
And it's right on the ocean. It is beautiful. I would highly recommend it.
So?
No, I'm going to either go with Copenhagen, which I believe is the capital of Denmark, or I'm going to go with Berlin. But there's already already Munich on the list.
Oh, man.
But it's a capital. I'm going to go Copenhagen?
According to Mercer's Quality of Living Index, the cities with the highest quality of life for the people are Vancouver, Canada, Munich, Germany, Auckland, New Zealand, Zurich, Switzerland, and number one is a world-famous city that was home to Mozart and Beethoven and is known for their famous sausages, talking about Vienna, Austria.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are happy there.
Always heard, you know.
And rich.
Yeah, super rich.
Just like
yeah, rich. You know, it's amazing how you can be so happy when you're rich.
I know, right? When everybody's a millionaire and you can just sit around all day at cafes and eat tiny little sandwiches.
Weird.
It's great.
Oh,
almost no crime, too.
And somebody texted in and they want you to hum the Indiana Jones theme song before you get shot. So.
How does that go?
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, come on.
You can hear the humming go up in tone as she's about to get shocked. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.